Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
He's right. 8 sacks? Did 8 sacks last night on Josh Allen. 8 of them. The most in his career.
Is it Will Anderson?
Will Anderson.
Dude, I've never seen Josh Allen get rocked like that.
And Danielle Hunter.
Yeah. It's like having two Nick Bosas, this team. Like, they've got two
monsters.
Elite.
And then they got DeNico Autry on the inside. And then the three gap.
Stingley out there running around in the secondary. And Azeez Alshire.
Still looking good. Yep.
Wow, that defense. Good Lord. They were incredible last night.
That pick stunk.
Your pick of stink.
That one stunk.
Yeah, it did. I told you in the moment. Well, Come on. Great defense.
I had Grandy on my side, and I thought, you know what? I don't hate it. If Grandy's not turning on me because he's a sensible guy, Lucas is just clapping because he's... You remember that old toy, the monkey with the cymbals? Ding, ding.
He doesn't know what the hell is going
story.
On.
Lucas is that monkey with the two cymbals.
You do the face ding, really ding, well, ding, too.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my God.
That's Lucas.
Your eyes are perfect for that. Like that.
Especially on a Friday.
I hope for all of you on YouTube. Saw that. That was
scary.
That was very scary,
Thank
but
you.
Amazingly appropriate.
A disturbing four.
Your impersonations sneak up on you.
They're random.
They're not right. Like, most people are like, I do Trump. And you're like, I do Cheryl Bosa and the monkey with the tambourines.
No. Not the monkey.
Come on.
The random.
Like,
I used to do a one-word Reagan. Well.
But everybody did that. Except for now, it's unique again.
Because nobody knows who Reagan is.
You know who Reagan is?
Come on.
What? What?
He's an old soul.
I know.
How do you not know who Ronald Reagan is?
You know who Ronald Reagan is?
Ronald Reagan, the actor?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
No, the governor.
That got full circle because he was in a movie with a monkey. He was. Google it. If I said the expression, just say no, Grandy, do you know who coined that?
I don't know who coined it.
Nancy Reagan.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
It became a whole thing. Grandy, it's a campaign.
I know it was a saying,
but
it was
drugs.
A campaign.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Just say no.
To drugs.
Correct.
Yeah. A couple decades later, Amy Winehouse was thinking about going to rehab.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Anyway, Kuminga.
Nancy Reagan does not make it into today's higher or lower, but Rick Barry does, just to spin it back to the 75 championship reunion team.
I can't wait for higher or lower, which we have a new Friday tradition. We do it at 4:20, and yes, it's on purpose.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do something new at 5 o'clock. I want to tell everybody about it now, because and Jason Luckenfor will be at 4:45. At 5 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock on Friday, okay? WTF, what the Friday. That's what we're going to call it. And I want all of don't do it now, but like start thinking about it. What is your leftover take? It's the end of the week. It can be about anything. We've got a bunch we want to go through. We want to hear yours. You get to pick the take. So in theory, 5 o'clock is going to be Warriors and Giants and Niners and Bay Area and food and sleep and Kuminga and Pods and Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan and Steve Kerr and the concert you went to last week and when Ken went to see Oasis overseas, like all of that. It can be whatever the hell you want. What's that take that you want to share? What the Friday?
I love it. It's good.
Let's try it.
If it's something that we don't talk about and you think deserves some airtime, then you go ahead and unleash it. I got a couple that I'm going to share when we get to 5 o'clock for What the Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got some people who want to weigh in, and I think it's mainly about the is it an excuse or reality on Jonathan Kuminga. But before we do that, let's do some breaking news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
"15 months after signing a four-year, $120 million extension, Brandon Ayuk and the San Francisco 49ers appear headed toward a divorce. Future guarantees will reportedly be voided. There are frustrations that have grown between the two sides, and more to come on what's coming next. But you and I both said this earlier in the week and said that down the road we're going to have a discussion about whether or not Brandon Ayuk ever plays for the 49ers again, and we may have our answer earlier than we thought. So I'm going to start scanning this. I'd love to hear your immediate reaction to this, but I also want to scan this to see if I can share some more information on what is going to happen next.
Yeah.
At least what's expected to happen
next. The initial reaction is twofold. First, it's stunned, not stunned.
Yep.
I'm stunned that it's come to this now, but I'm not stunned because he hasn't had his practice window opened. He has been reportedly running around and getting better, but not really champing at the bit to return. I don't know if that was mutual or not. And the other piece of it is just how little we actually know about these contracts. And so we all do the sticker shock, four-year, $120 million, $30 million average annual value. And even as we go through the guaranteed at signing, the actual guarantee, when you get into a situation, there's language that certain parts of it are voidable. And so whatever the 49, if it gets to this point where he doesn't want to return and they're kind of over him returning, well, then you get down to contract language and you find a way to figure out what that exit price is and you just pay it and you move on.
Check this out. All right, here is the crux of the issue. According to sources, and this is coming from The Athletic, the report is from both Mike Silver and Diana Russini, okay? The Athletic. This is their report. Sources have told The Athletic that Ayuk has failed to attend meetings and declined to participate in other team activities in recent months. And the 49ers have grown increasingly frustrated with that lack of communication and presence. So that has allowed the 49ers, at least in their eyes, to respond by voiding the guaranteed money in Ayuk's contract for next season. Not this season, but in 2026. They have voided the guaranteed money in his contract, asserting that his absences amount to a failure to fulfill contractual obligations.
Man.
Ayuk responded by, get this, this will really shock you. He told the NFL Players Union, don't fight the move. Let them void the guarantees do not file a grievance on my behalf. That will clear the way for a release at the end of the year. An outright release is what is expected at the end of the year. Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers headed to a divorce literally just over a year after a lengthy holdout and then a massive contract that'll essentially almost not ever kick in.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of that they end up having to pay. And I know that this year they paid everything they paid because he got hurt. He was hurt. And so that number, the cap hit was 9.9. Now, he was given a $23 million signing bonus. I would assume that that's already been paid and it got prorated over the life of the deal, as the 49ers love to do. So I wonder what the actual cash he's received is and how much of the remaining that they actually have to pay him. I know that there's going to be cap hits for the Niners because that signing bonus gets spread out over years, but if they can get out of this without having to pay him another penny this year, they'd be fine with it.
Okay, the 2026 option bonus would have paid Ayuk $24.9 million.
Okay.
He stood to earn an extra $1.2 as just the actual base salary. So by that point, we're up over $26 million at that point. Then there would be a $100,000 workout bonus and roster bonuses of $750,000 per game.
Mm.
Per game.
That's about $10 million roughly.
Okay. So you're looking at something in the neighborhood of next year's money, $36, $37 million.
Yep.
And the Niners will, in theory, get all of that back. And then there was probably an out in the deal after that.
Yes, there was.
And so he got almost none of this.
Well, I'm sure he
got almost none. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Relatively speaking.
So he got the $23 million signing bonus, and his base was 1.1, so that's $24 million. Now, I don't think that he got his roster bonus this year because he wasn't on the roster.
Yeah, he's been on the pup list.
$308,000 this year per game, which would have roughly been another $5 million. So he didn't get that. He didn't, you know, fight to get back and get the last four games worth of that. And so from his side, I'm sure he's thinking, you all don't want me. I don't want to be here either. So, yeah, NFLPA, don't fight this. Let him just go ahead and void it. And but I'm going to get healthy and go play somewhere else.
I mean, I don't know the particulars of how mad everybody all got at each other. But I will say that is quite a move by Brandon Ayuk, because that's a lot of money that he's just saying, don't fight it. And now I'm going to be a free agent coming off of major, major leg reconstruction. Like, what kind of open market deal does Brandon get next year? It's going to be peanuts compared to the deal he just signed.
Probably, but thinking about it from his side, first, I did the research in the offseason on what the return to play is for this injury, ACL, MCL, with some meniscus in there. And I think that he could have returned by now based on the range for NFL players who have had this. You're usually back by week 10 or week 11 at the latest. So I think that he could be back playing now, but things have gotten so contentious that it's clear that he doesn't want to be here and they don't want him to be here if he's not going to be sold out to be here. So his option would be come back next year for 1 year for $34 million out the door. They're going to cut him at the end of that year for sure, or just cut bait now and go out there and try to make some money and then find a better spot for you.
Okay, I want to reiterate the news. If you're just joining us, the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk reportedly have already basically agreed to part ways. Brandon has been skipping meetings and team activities. The 49ers have voided the guaranteed money in the contract for next year, and Brandon has reportedly told the Players Association, don't fight this, and all of that will lead to his release at the end of the year. We have a text on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I see you, 925, that says that was not breaking news. That was a breaking rumor. No, I want to reiterate this. These are past tense sentences. The 49ers have voided the guaranteed money in his contract, and Brandon has asked the Players Association to not fight it. Those are past tense things. So that is absolutely breaking news. And the only thing that's not done is essentially the idea of a release, but there's no other way for this to go. If they've already voided his money for next year and Brandon's not going to fight it, then you're just talking about a technicality. This is a done deal, and Brandon's time with the 49ers comes to an end, which is, I'm with you, it's like stunning in a very non-stunning sort of a way. Like you, and I'll more on that in just a second. And 888-957-9570 if you want to get in on this. We will continue in a little bit with what we were talking about. I don't want to shut anyone out on that, but obviously this is a major, major development. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's also Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. For me, the bottom line, Dibs, is that fight that they all got into last summer, they never got over it. Neither side ever got over it.
No.
It, in effect, was the end of the relationship. And we've heard it from so many people that the Niners regretted this deal the moment they signed it, and that hard feelings remained on both sides. And as it turns out, what we didn't know is that whole thing continued, and it just kind of got hidden underneath this injury. And that's how everybody was able to sort of keep it at bay. One other quick observation.
Oh, I have a few quick observations.
One other really quick one. I want you all to notice when this report hit the internet.
It's a Friday news dump.
4 o'clock on a Friday, right when the 49ers leave the building for a few days.
Yep.
Now,
they're back
granted,
tomorrow, but there's no
tomorrow,
media availability.
It's a Saturday,
yep.
And I get that the game is on Monday, so they will still need to show up. I think that the media is allowed on Saturday because it's like a Friday normally.
Yeah, Shanahan will talk tomorrow.
He'll have
at least he's been scheduled to.
He'll have to give his. Okay. He has to give the injury report, no doubt about it. But the fact that this is landing now, once everybody kind of heads out of the building on a Friday, knowing that the Brandon Ayuk thing had been asked 2 weeks in a row, like when he opened the practice window, that's interesting to me. And it also, to me, it adds to the validity of all this. The 49ers are ready for this information to get out, and they allowed it to be released right now.
Well, and the article goes on to give really interesting detail about what's been going on. His presence at the team's training facility has become scarce. Sources say he's usually there early in the morning and then leaves before other 49er players arrive.
Interesting.
Numerous members of the organization, including some players, have reached out to Ayuk in recent weeks in an unsuccessful attempt to bring him back into the fold. This is according to sources in the Mike Silver article in The Athletic. So clearly he's trying to get better and get healthy, but he doesn't want to do it around his teammates and certainly not around the coaches. And Silver goes on to give great detail that we already know about last year, about the hold in, and then he comes out and he's wearing the wrong shorts, and then he wasn't totally fit and ready to play. He finally was starting to play well, then he got hurt with the terrible injury. So this thing has been an absolute calamity. But you look at it also, Mark, from this piece, and there's two things that I want to say about it. One, they drafted Ricky Pearsall.
Yep.
And they drafted Ricky kind of expecting that this thing may not go great. And also, this week in one of Kyle Shanahan's press availabilities, he was asked about Tet McMillan, who he'll see this week, Monday night,
yep,
who's a rookie. And the question was, you know, if he was there at 11, would you guys have taken him? And Kyle was like, I was hoping he'd be there. We love him. And, you know, I love the player all along, and he's having a great year and this and that. And so don't be surprised if the Niners are looking for more receivers again in the draft, and it makes sense now that Brandon Ayuk is going to be gone.
Well, I also wonder real quick how this affects the situation surrounding Juwan Jennings, because Juwan sort of staged a half injury, half holdout during camp. He expressed his frustration. It has led most of us to believe that Juwan would not be on the team beyond this year. Because also the thought was, I mean, next year you've got two first-round draft picks who are going to be your top two receivers, Ricky Pearsall and Brandon Ayuk, but not anymore. So I wonder where this is headed. Don't forget that the 49ers have been adding receivers, young receivers, to the fold every year. Jacob Cowing has been absent all year but is still on the team. Jordan Watkins has started to play a little bit of a role. they really do like him, and I think that they probably see a bigger role from him next year, but you're probably right. There will be more, not only from the draft. There may be more in free agency as well. But, you know, one thing that I sort of said at the beginning of the year, which even though it's been marred by injury, but I really felt firmly that before this year started, when people said, like, you know, your number one wide receiver is still out. No, Ricky Pearsall is the number one wide receiver on this team. Like, that's going to be his role going forward. That's who they see in that role. And Brandon, to your point, let's just say it, he doesn't want to be here.
No.
And I don't know, like, it sounds to me like the Niners want him here more than he wants to be here, or at least did. But I think that they're probably, shoot.
They're fed up.
They're probably fine with it. If there's not going to be a grievance file,
no,
then this is a win for the Niners.
Well, and it's a sunk cost. So if you had to give him the signing bonus, which I believe that they did because you did the signing bonus and you prorated over the life of the deal, fine. So the cap hit gets spread out over 5 years. And this year you had to pay him what you had to, and you didn't have to pay the roster bonus because he was never on the roster. So that's a sunk cost. If you can go into next year and have no additional cost that you have to pay, and the only thing that's going to hurt you is a pretty small, maybe 1% of your cap hit over the next few years. If you're the Niners and you're totally fed up, and the player wants to get out so bad that he's willing to not grieve and say, yeah, we don't even want a grievance, then if you're the Niners, you're pumped. Yes, you'd love to have peak Ayuk here. You'd love to have a player who is a good wide receiver when healthy and when interested, but Ricky Pearsall looks like he is on a good trajectory, and you mentioned Juwan Jennings. That becomes interesting in the offseason. If I'm Juwan, I'm thinking now, hey, maybe I can get a little bit of an extension. I can get a little bit more money if he wants to stay.
888-957-9570. We'll take your calls on Brandon Ayuk. If you're just joining us, the report is that the Niners' relationship with Brandon Ayuk is coming to a close. He has reportedly been skipping meetings. He's been away from the facility. He's been skipping team activities. The 49ers have voided the guaranteed money on the 2026 season, alleging that basically he has not fulfilled his contract. And Brandon has reportedly asked the Players Association to not fight that. And what that will mean is at the end of the year, he is released and he is gone. And the wide receiver room from the Super Bowl year not that long ago that featured Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk will already have totally turned over.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, other than Third and Juwan, who may not be back next year either, for all we know. So 888-957-9570. Let's hear from some of you on this. Theo in the East Bay, first up. Hi, Theo. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. Look, this, to me as a fan, reacting to it real time, this sucks. And, you know, I'm looking for somebody to blame, and I can't help it but to look at Kyle Shanahan. I mean, reports came out that he was the one who ran up the stairs to go to the wide receiver room and stop the trade from sending Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers. So, and you know what? I just want them to be successful, especially at the wide receiver position. And now with B.A. gone, it's like, who do we have? Ricky Pearsall, you just said it. J.J. might be gone. Now Kyle Shanahan has to live with the fact that not only did he stick his neck out for B.A. to stay a 49er, but not, he didn't even want to be here. So now he's got to deal with him being gone. So as a fan, frustrated at Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, Theo, I get that. Like, there's two things here to me.
And that story, by the way, is reiterated in the piece.
Completely.
Shanahan running upstairs to tell John stop the trade.
And you know darn well, I said it that day, I think this is a mistake.
Yeah.
I was out on Brandon Ayuk, and so I'll agree that it was a bummer that they ended up playing that the way that they did. The whole summer, in fact, they misplayed that thing.
Yep.
So I'll buy that, except for, let me make a little bit of a Brock Purdy comparison. The Trey Lance thing was a huge mistake, right? But then Brock Purdy saved them from it. If Brandon Ayuk signing a contract was a big mistake, then today is the saving of it. Like, they're not stuck under all of that money
they're
now.
They're not, but part of the Trey Lance was that you blew picks in
right.
The mistake. This one, And the Russini silver piece in The Athletic reminds us that Pittsburgh was offering a second and a third. So had you not run up the stairs, Ayuk is a Steeler. Maybe he doesn't get hurt, whatever, but you'd have another second and another third.
It's a mistake.
And you don't. And Ayuk played and he got hurt. And Mike even points out in the piece, the Arizona game where he had 12 catches. And it's like, all right, B.A., you're back. You know, the rust is shaking off. You got your deal. Two games later.
Go on.
Last play of the Niner.
Man. All right. Monday, Niners, Panthers. You know, we'll be at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. We'll get you ready for the game starting at 2 o'clock. The food and drink menu there is awesome. Don't forget to sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. The first one's already sold out, but there's another one. So go to 957thegame.com. These fill up fast. Sign up at 957thegame.com. All right, a lot of people want to weigh in. Sounds like Brandon Ayuk and the Niners are done. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're taking your calls right here on Willard and Dibbs.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here's Purdy with a lot of time. Steps in the line. Launching deep. Going for Brian Ayuk. It is. Oh, he caught it off the ricochet. Penalty. Is he in? He's down to the five. We'll see what the penalty is. What a play from Ayuk. We'll see if it stands.
There is no foul in the play. The catch was made. And the runner's down at the contact at the 4.5-yard line. First down, San Francisco.
There's Purdy looking, firing end zone. Caught! Ayuk! Touchdown!
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, look, we want to talk to you. We got a lot of people that want to weigh in on this. If you're just joining us, boom report from The Athletic just comes out. 49ers and Brandon Ayuk appear done with one another. The cliff notes are that Brandon Ayuk apparently for the much of this season has been basically avoiding the facility, avoiding team activities and meetings. 49ers grew frustrated with the situation and the lack of communication. 49ers then opted to void the guaranteed money in next year's salary based on the idea that what Brandon was doing constituted
breach of contract.
Yep. And Brandon responded by telling the Players Association, that's fine. Don't fight it. And that opens the door for just a total break and a release at the end of the year. And Brandon Ayuk has played his last snap with the 49ers. And before we go to the phones, I just have the quickest little thing that I bet a lot of us are feeling. Isn't it amazing in pro sports? Right when somebody, I mean, Brandon, 2 seasons ago, 1,300 yards and a Super Bowl appearance. He was the one who was by himself in the end zone if Spencer Burford hadn't gone the wrong way. This fan base was just loving him. Like, we thought Brandon Ayuk's going to be our dude for the next 5 to 6 years. And as it turned out, I don't even remember how many games he played last year, but they weren't very good. I remember him, you know, there was the fight all summer. There were the drops against the Jets on opening night. And then he plays a handful of games, and that's it.
He played 7 games, and he had 12 catches for, I think it was a 147 against Arizona. 167. And when it was 147, I'm sorry, 2 weeks later, knee injury, and that's it. Last time he ever played. So right when he started to play well, that 12-catch game, it's like, okay, the summer, the contract, they say they don't want me, and all the shortsgate and all the rest of it, and he came out rusty. He had drops, and it's like, oh, boy, bad contract. And then he popped again. It's like, all right, maybe through it all, the real Brandon, please stand up, please stand up. And then 2 games later, it all blew up. And even at that, it's like, okay, get better, and you'll come back, and maybe you'll contribute this year. But in the meantime, you know, Ricky, do your thing, and Juwan, and will his practice window open? Kyle?
Nope.
Did we lose you? And now...
I'm sorry, what's your question?
I wonder if they ask him tomorrow. Hey, Kyle. Well,
of course they have to.
First question, are you going to open his practice window? No, we're going to open his door.
Possibly.
We're going to open the exit hatch.
Yeah, exactly. I mean...
In
order to open his practice window, he has to come to practice. And apparently he hasn't been. So,
and that's the crazy part where they're going to void it for breach of contract. And Brandon's like, yeah, I've been breaching the contract. Don't void it. Don't fight it.
That's crazy.
Void away. I'm out of here.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars being left on the table. It's just wild. But yeah, try not to get overly sentimental with the players on your favorite team. It's one thing if they're Steph and Draymond types, but even Klay Thompson left not that long ago. But you just... You never know. And one thing that football teams are really good at is not getting emotional and turning the page, right? This is a team that, I mean, they cut Kyle Juszczyk and they brought him back, but they're like, it's going to be on our terms or else you're going to go play somewhere else. And they've got that in their heart to be able to do that. It's crazy.
Well, you have to be really, really mad. Yep. Like, John Lynch and company has to be so mad at what's gone on that they're like, how do we get out of this? And then, I don't know if it's Parag or John and his staff, they go, you know what? The way he's been skipping meetings, we can void it. And they think, okay, you know what? We want him out so bad. Let's just void the contract. And, let him fight it. We'll win.
I don't know if it's mad, to be honest with you.
Oh, I think it's mad.
The whole anger thing was last summer. It's the injury. It became a bad contract. I think they're stoked to get out of this thing.
I do too, I also think that he's gotten, and I don't know this, but having him go through all the rehab he's gone through, it seems to me like he probably would be well enough to play.
Oh, he probably thinks that. I bet. Sure. Right. Sure.
And whether or not he's going to meetings and stuff, like you have to go to meetings in order to get ready to play, right? I don't know.
You would think. All right, let's go. Vince in the city. Hi, Vince. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I mean,
I love B.A. just like I love Debo. You know, Debo is gone, and I started to feel like it was going to be that was the start of a change for a whole new team that we were going to get, and that's pretty much what happened. I mean, B.A.'s knee getting blown apart like that, what were we really going to expect, or what were we going to try to hold him to when he did come back? And then you give him $120 million. It was like when we gave Clay the money when he got hurt, and we didn't know what to expect either. But this is a completely different sport where dudes are getting hit low all the time. And it's like, was B.A. even going to be able to get open? Was he going to be able to make these cuts? Was his knee going to stay together? I think it sucks that he's not here, but now I'm thinking about it. Like, how much cap space is this going to open up? What players are the Niners going to be able to add to the roster? Because I don't think the roster as constructed is a winning roster. I think we still need pieces, and that might give some more flexibility moving forward because you can't go back now. It's over. You're not going to get B.A. back, but you're getting the money back. So how is that all going to play into the future? And then with some of the other wide receivers in the league who are disgruntled, a la Devontae Smith, you know, I'm not saying go try to get him, but there are other stars out there that can be had now that this is all opened up.
No doubt, Vince, and I think that those are great questions. They're fair questions. Look, in the end, this is a total gift that Brandon Ayuk is giving the 49ers. I don't think he means it to be a gift, but I think it is. Like, if I'm playing this out in my head, this is not going to go well for Brandon. And that's just my opinion. I've watched so many times. Like, I want to give a compliment in this moment to Juwan Jennings. I did not think that it was smart for him to miss camp. It leads to problems. It leads to injuries. But what did Juwan do in the end? Juwan got mad at the team, but then when it was time to play, Juwan showed up and played. And he's played pretty well. He's battled injuries. He's played pretty well. He has found a way to compartmentalize. When you let your anger at what the team is doing become the first thing that drives you. I get you can be mad, but if it's the first thing that drives you, you often drive yourself right out of the league. This has Le'Veon Bell written all over it. All over it. Where he sat there and was in the perfect situation for a running back and then got all contract mad, sat out, I'm not coming in, must skip a whole season, good for you, go be a Jet. 3 years later, out of the league, and never put those numbers up again. You think Brandon Ayuk's ever putting up 1,300 yards in another offense coming off of a bum leg?
He might.
I'll bet against it, big time.
This reminds me of Kuminga, and all roads lead to Kuminga, and you were always railing against the idea that he was going to bet on himself and how much money he would lose if he didn't sign a new deal and on and on and on. And we were right to say that, but this is even more risky because it's football, and you're coming off a catastrophic knee injury. As far as the cap goes, you still have to have the signing bonus next year, $3.8 million. That's going to hit. But what I'm reading in his contract, he has option bonuses for next year for $25 million.
Right, that goes away.
That goes away. So he's just leaving $25 out there. This reminds me, you and I were talking during the break about a divorce. And so instead of fighting this divorce out in court, and it's going to cost you maybe six figures a piece, and you're going to slug it out, one spouse just says, you know what? I don't want your alimony. Just let me go. Just let me go. And it's like, man, I was going to have to pay you $4,000 a month for the rest of your life. And instead, I'll go ahead and let you go.
I had a friend that had that happen to him once where like they just sat down and they're like, I don't want any of the money. And the divorce lawyer was like, well, then this is going to be real fast.
Exactly. Sign here, initial here.
Here's a couple papers. You can sign them and thank you for your time.
Yep.
It's that simple.
It is.
If nobody's fighting and everyone's just like, let's leave and make it clean, it is just that. It's clean and it's quick.
And he obviously wants to get out so bad that he's willing to not fight it and walk away from $25 million next year. Now, after next year, there was a potential out with a dead cap hit for the Niners of only $21 million. So they were going to do that anyway, I believe.
Yep.
So it only would have been one more year of big money for Brandon. And now he has to go out there and show teams in the spring and summer that he's healthy.
This is wild.
And then find a team. And I would bet that he doesn't get 4 years and 120 somewhere.
The Athletic is reporting that the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk are done, headed for a split and a clean release at the end of the year. That after Brandon has been allegedly skipping meetings and team activities, allowing the 49ers to void the guaranteed money in his contract next year. And Brandon, this is the surprising part to me, has reportedly told the Players Association, fine by me. No, don't fight it. Let it go. I'll be a free agent next year. A stunning, stunning development in the situation between the Niners and Ayuk. Sean in Petaluma, you're next up. Hi, Sean. Thanks for the call.
Hey, what's going on?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Good, man. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Good. So, first of all, I mean, this whole Brandon thing, I mean, I'm not very shocked to hear it. I mean, because seeing his Instagram and seeing kind of the way that he, I'm not going to say carries himself, but it kind of seems like that he is sort of a, I'm not going to say prima donna, but he thinks that he's worth, you know, more than it is. And it's like, and it's disappointing because he's so good and he would have done so, like, good for us. You know, it all would have worked out. You know, but if he wants to leave, go ahead. You know what I mean? And we can, like, maybe get that money and, like, put it elsewhere. You know, I mean, for me, selfishly, you know, I won a raffle, you know, like 2 years ago for a signed jersey of him. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, we're going to be in the Super Bowl. I remember. What am I going to do with that now? So that's all I got. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Sean. What are you going to do with a signed Ayuk jersey? Well, You're going to wait to find out where he signs next.
And you're going to wait to see who takes on his number 11.
Exactly. Or you're going to get some paint, and you're going to change the colors of that jersey to wherever he goes next and try to sell it to one of those fans. So paint those, paint that 11 yellow and get some black spray paint and turn that thing into a Steelers jersey and call a Steeler fan.
That's right. And you do have some cap room now as a result of this. There's going to be dead cap hits that, you know, go forward, that those were going to be there anyway. But now you do have a little bit of space freed up. But knowing what I kind of know about the Shanahan approach, I don't think that they're going to be in the free agent market for wide receivers.
Because I think, I don't know.
Well, you look at Debo, they paid him, he's gone. Ayuk, they paid him, he's gone. And I just can't see them going out and signing somebody else to 4 years and $120 million.
Well, yeah, it doesn't need to be like that, though. They could be in the free agent market at a lower level. I agree with you that they're not going to go to the boom box.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But there's a lot of guys that that you might be interested in that they might be much more willing to pay sort of in the, I don't know, 10, 15 per year, shorter deal, two-year deal. I don't know. Juwan Jennings might be one of them.
It might be. I mean DeMarcus Robinson is a guy who you may want to keep, and you do have Jordan Watkins and Ricky Pearsall both on rookie deals.
Yeah, Robinson's on a multi-year deal, so he's back. He's back next year. He just got traded. Jacoby Myers is a free agent. Mike Evans is getting old, but I'm looking at the list right now. Christian Kirk, who caught a touchdown last night in Houston, is a free agent. Hollywood Brown is a free agent. Rashid Shaheed is a free agent, just got traded to Seattle. There's guys who are at a lower level are not going to be calling for that big old 25 to 30 to $35 million a year deal.
Just looking at their cap, without the Ayuk move, they had $53 million in cap space. So with his $15 million on the cap next year, it goes up to $68 million as of right now for the Niners. So that puts them right in the middle of the pack. So, yeah, they get out from underneath a bad contract. Ayuk gets to go play somewhere where he actually wants to be, and the Niners get to use that salary slot and that money. So,
yeah.
I think for the 49ers, it turns out to be a net-net. Now, it's a little bit of a PR negative because Pittsburgh wanted to trade a second and a third-round pick for him.
No doubt.
And Shanahan burst into the room and said, hang up the phone, we want to keep him. That's not going
to
age well.
I've said to you so many times, I really wish the door had been locked. I really wish that stairwell door was locked and he never would have gotten up to Lynch's office.
Yeah.
Maybe there's bad cell service in there or something and he couldn't call him either. Just send that trade through. Oh my gosh. They would have had this year
a second and a third.
That could have been helping this team right now.
Yeah. Especially with the lack of depth on the defensive side of the ball you've had this year.
Scott is out in the world stuck in traffic. Yeah, it is the Friday before Thanksgiving. I get it, Scott, but thanks for calling. Hang out for a while. What's up?
Hey, and it's the best way to get through traffic is talking to my boys.
There you go.
So what's happening? Happy Friday.
Appreciate you.
Man, I got off work, jumped in the car, checked my phone real quick, saw the news. I was like, it's Christmas early. Like, maybe an unpopular opinion. I am stoked about this. Browns can eat their hearts out. This is a game of chess, not checkers. The Browns are playing checkers, and that's why they're still paying Deshaun Watson. Our guy Prog is out here playing chess. The fact that they're coming here like, here you go, guys, here's your solution. We just voided this, all right? That gives us some money back. My questions are, you know, do we save more money if we designate him as a post-June 1st release? Does that help us out any more money? Because we owe nothing to Brandon Ayuk. I would love to let him sit, let everyone get drafted, then release him if it's going to save us another 5 to 10. I don't know if that could be the case. But, I mean, Brandon, he's getting older. He's 27 right now. Contract seems to be offer books. I don't know if we can stretch that out, the dead cap money that we are going to have remaining on it. We can stretch that out over a couple, 4 years to make things a little bit better. You know, I wouldn't put it past our guy Prod to be able to make that happen. But, you know, he's going to go out there, let him play for another team. Is he going to be the same player? I don't think so. Absolutely not. It's still going to take him time to get into game shape. Is he going to go out? He can go out there and get hurt again. You know, back to last year or this past year or last year, I don't blame Shanahan for running up there, right? He was doing the right thing. He thought that Ayuk was going to help us get to the Super Bowl. And then disaster hit, not just with Ayuk getting hurt, but with everyone else getting hurt.
I can't blame Kyle for doing that. He did what he thought was right. But this is a victory for the Niners organization today, for the fans. Let this diva go. And if we can hold him even longer and make it harder for him to get adjusted to a new team and save some extra money, man, I would love to slam that hammer down. Huh. I called him last year. I was like, let this guy walk. But I'm excited. I'm super stoked about it. Let's bring in some new guys. Let's draft some new players, right? If we can even restructure his remaining contract somehow and pawn him off on a trade and get something back in return, that'd be great. But as soon as he walks, right, we're going to get, what, a third-round pick back anyways?
Maybe well, this is not, all, yeah, yeah that, Scott, thanks. Scott. Yeah,
I love
is,
the idea, but...
It's a different, this is a different scenario.
Not, the IU camp is not going to wait for a post-June 1st. No, I would imagine that this deal is all predicated on an ASAP release. If we're not going to go to the union and grieve you voiding our contract, then you're letting us out immediately.
You're already getting enough money back on this deal. Right. And by the way, it sounded a little bit, Scott, like you want to kind of rub Brandon. The 49ers are not going to rub Brandon's nose in it. This is not one of those like, not only are we going to, we're getting divorced and I'm going to try to make it hurt. Like, I'm going to take you for every dollar. Like, it's, you can't.
I'm going to sleep with your sister.
You can't behave that way. I get that. They may want to. I don't know their level of frustration personally with one another, but behaving that way ends up, that's where you end up, as you said, with a grievance.
Right.
And the fight only grows, and you don't need that. This is a bunch of money back, and the Niners get to reset not only their books, but their plans with regard to the wide receiver room. And at this point, because they did regret this deal almost as quickly as they signed it, that's a good thing. Yes, it would have been better if they had traded him to Pittsburgh in the first place, but this is, at this point, I think the next best thing.
Yes, and honestly, looking at it, the cap hit is going to be 3.767 over the 4 years because you've already prorated that. So I don't think that Parag, I don't think that they have the legality or the maneuverability to change that. And that is, you're right, nothing. And had they kept him and they decided to, you know, post or pre-June 1st release him, the cap hit would have been $56 million. And so I'm sure they went to his agent and said, look, it's not working for us. We're going to void the contract based on all these things that your client hasn't done. And he probably said, all right, let me talk to my client. I mean, you know, we can fight this. And he talks to Brandon, and Brandon's like, they're going to let me go? We're not going to fight this.
I wonder if that's how it went down. I mean, that is, in the end, what happened.
Because I would say 95% of players would, you can't void my contract.
Right, but they probably can. Like, the Niners probably have everything they need as far as evidence to void this. So, again, if you're just joining us, Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, according to a report in The Athletic, are done with one another. Brandon has been skipping team activities and meetings. It has allowed the 49ers to void the guarantees in his contract next year. And Brandon is not going to fight that through the Players Association, and it opens the door for an outright release at the end of this season. Niners moving on. 888-957-9570. Let's go to GPD in Hayward. Grandpa, Daddy, what's up?
What's up? Skeeter, say hey. Hi, Mark and Dan.
Hello there.
Hi, Mark and Dan.
Hello. Hey. Very good.
On my way to our favorite spot. Target.
Oh, man. Target. Target's crushing it this time of year.
It is, baby. But, hey, actually, strategically, this is the best thing for them. And I want to really say, like, what, man, that first caller blamed it on Kyle Shanahan. Look, Shanahan tried to save the guy and said, hey, there's a good receiver. Let's keep him. Then he gets hurt. Okay. They paid a lot of money for his rehab. People, this is all strategic. This is business, man. And I know that they're human beings also. But you know what, Brandon, I knew he...
Walmart.com.
Okay, Walmart.com. Okay, be quiet. Anyway, Brandon Ayuk, Brandon Ayuk, he was a prima donna, dude. He was, the way he did all that, dude, it was ugly. I commend Juwan Jennings for the way he handled his business. And you know what? It's business, and they're human beings. Look, they're not going to throw it in his face, but they're actually winning. And you know what? Look at the receiver room. Come on. I look at the glass half full. Pearsall's coming back. And who was that? Matt Jones throwing the Bourne all the time? Was that his name? That guy that was Matt Jones' go-to guy? The receiver?
Oh, Bourne, Kendrick Bourne. Yeah. Kendrick Bourne, yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's got promise. And then third and Juwan. I say pay Juwan. You got Ricky Pearsall. And I'm telling you, Kendrick Bourne looking good, baby. And then, hey, let's roll with it for the rest of the season. Who knows? This is the glass half full. This is a blessing. Get out of that big old contract.
Yep. That's exactly what they're
GPD,
doing, GPD.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Enjoy Target.
And I'll share with you some of the voidable things in contracts on the other side. And I like the case.
And
I
also,
like the Niners case.
Yeah, just so you all know, Kendrick Bourne, Juwan Jennings, Sky Moore, they're all unrestricted free agents at the end of the year. So right now, it's kind of a Ricky Pearsall, DeMarcus Robinson, Jordan Watkins, Jacob Cowing situation.
Oh, don't.
And then you could go from there. Like, there's the draft, there's free agency. Who knows? But those guys are all free agents. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. If you want to talk about the Aiyuk situation, keep coming. Stay right where you are. We're going to get to all of your calls. 888-957-9570 is the number. Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfort is also going to jump in here for just a few minutes so we can get a quick idea of what this might look like. Is there a market for it? Where it's all going to go next. So that's all coming up next as we head into our final hour of the week on Willard and Dibs.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.